USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents in the path of Hurricane Dorian should assume that they're going to lose power.
From the state's perspective, we've been in contact with all the major utilities and impressed upon them that the response really is aided by expeditious resumption of power.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Monday morning. Lots of folks are bolting to beaches and campgrounds one final time for the holiday weekend. Good news, as Robert Sinclair tells Yahoo News, gas prices will be low.
Yeah, lowest, $2.83 last year, or $2.57 this year, lowest since 2016. Crude oil is cheap. There's lots of gasoline, lots of crude oil around. And we anticipate that it'll get cheaper.
Sinclair also estimates around 50 million people will be traveling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.